You know how it is.
You're minding your own business, listening to a few boos, and then somebody says something, and your mind goes off and thinks, ooh, what if? My mind's forever doing that. So I've just been prompted by a boo to ask a question. I was listening to a boo recorded by... I can't remember who it was by, but it was by somebody. So that's a start, isn't it? And he was walking with his guide dog. It's not somebody I follow, by the way, actually, so it's no good looking down my followed list to work out who it is. He was walking his guide dog, with his guide dog, rather, down various streets and sort of narrating his way along. And he talks of walking down a ginnel, which is a wonderful word. And I think what he's describing there is what I would probably call an alleyway, or possibly a snicket. And it just set me thinking, I wonder how many words there are. I mean, in the United Kingdom to start with, but then all over the place, all over the English-speaking world, for what is basically a path connecting two roads. So a path that traffic can't go up or down, usually between houses or between gardens. You generally find them, I suppose, in residential areas. It's distinct from a path that you would find in the countryside. You find them on housing estates or between buildings in towns or cities or whatever it is. And as I say, the words I'm thinking of are sort of alleyway is sort of the obvious one. For me, at least, and then snicket, if I'm being a bit sort of informal. And I think snicket is a fairly northern word in the UK. So my question to you all is, what do you call an alleyway, or snicket, or a ginnel, in however you speak?